Hugely encouraging display.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to describe it. It was a encouraging display. I thought it was a good game. Supporters got their money's worth, if you like. You know, two penalties saved. The only thing is, you know, to play our game, which is a high energy game, we've got to make sure we can do that for 90 minutes, and we're not quite there yet. They tired, but obviously so did the Rovers lads. That's the nature of this time of the season. But we talked about not leaving any burning embers, you know, and if you don't put the fire right out, then the fire can raise again. So we was a bit disappointed that we didn't snuff out that last burning ember to stop them feeling they was in the game, and that was the penalty. We earned it, but we didn't take it. So we got to learn to take that, because wherever in this league, any team can take a chance right towards the end if there's only one goal in it, and all of a sudden you draw, and you can't rely on your goalkeeper all the time or the referee to not to give a penalty, and all of a sudden you've drawn 2-2. So that would have been disappointing, because I thought we deserved more. But listen, both teams have still got 2 weeks to go. We congratulate Bristol Rovers on their promotion. We went the other way, but I think we got a group that looks like they're pretty determined to follow the Rovers lads. We'll wait and see.
Today was going to be a benchmark possibly for you where you were, because with Rovers having done what you want to do this year.
Yeah, it was a benchmark, and I'm sure that was how any manager at the moment playing against Bristol Rovers after they've just come up would treat it. And it kept them very focused. I thought we competed unbelievable. The work rate was phenomenal, really, for this stage of the season. And there wasn't one player there that didn't give every ounce of energy that he's got. And if we can keep that going, and we've got those naturally energetic players that will run through brick walls and kick their grandmothers, with all due respect to grandmothers, and in a nice way, of course, you know, I mean, they're not horrible lads, they're just competitive. And I'm pleased with that, really pleased.
Billy Walters, obviously the star turn with his two goals.
With his star turns, he's got a lot of turns, and he's two goals, and really, whether he'd have been my pick for a penalty taker, I don't know, but I suppose he was the one that did well to get in there and got brought down, so I kept my fingers crossed in the hope that he'd stick it in the net, but he didn't. But they all rallied round and made sure that we still won the game. He's a super player, Bill. He just needs to be in someone's first team for long enough that rates him, and he knows that I rate him, and he knows I worked hard to bring him here. And I thought he worked really well with Wrighty up front. Wrighty worked hard as well for a big fella, do you know what I mean? So they're a threat, they're a constant threat, and that's what we want.
Because there have been thought that maybe you're a striker light, so has Billy Walters maybe showed that you're not?
Yeah, I think he has. I think people thought we were wingers light, but don't tell me we're wingers light when I've got two fullbacks that, you know, play on the wing as much as they play as right and left back. You know, they're two fantastic athletes, both of them, George and Jack. And I've always, over the years, kept an eye on them and thought, God, you get either of them running up and down the sides, you can then have an extra midfield player, and then you can have one in the hole like we did. And I thought Rowe did really well today, and you know, he showed what he can do. Problem we got, I keep putting good players in front of the board of directors, and they're having a little panic up. They don't want anyone to go. They want to sign everyone now. But anyway, it's good that we've shown our supporters and our board of directors and our own players that we've got a team.
I mean, James Rowe's done well, but you are pretty well stocked in central midfield.
Well, yeah, but is that you making an opinion on that? You want him out, do you?
No, I'm saying he's done well.
Yeah. You can never be overstocked, really. You know, if you've got good players, especially when you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, you need a squad. I keep saying that. And at the moment, we haven't quite got a strong enough squad. So I need to keep trying out good players. They need to show me and the board what they can do, so that we can fight for them with the financial meeting, which I've got on Monday.
So Monday, again, you're going to see the chairman again and say,
What can
I do about Rowan Parslow, please?
Yeah, well, probably. In, you know, probably a bit stronger than that. But listen, they're a good board, actually, and I've been under some boards in my time, and they understand, and they're football people, so You know, we know if there's the money's not there, it's not there, and I won't cry about that. But at the same time, that doesn't stop me doing my job and putting people in front of them when I need to.
Because in an ideal world, you probably like Rowan Parslow, would you?
Yeah, I like them both. I like them both. Listen, whatever you've got out there to perform like they did against the team that won the league that we're competing in, you've got to try and keep as many of them as possible.
The game of Bishop's Cleeve on Monday, I take it, is that going to be for the lads who didn't get a game today?
Like Hanksy, Harry, Bobby, James Bowen, those people, the goalkeeper, Callum Kitschka, they all need 90 minutes now as well. So we appreciate Bishop Cleeve at short notice agreeing to play us. So that's another 90 minutes for those boys, and that puts them a little bit further, because we're going to need players off the bench to be able to be ready just in case there's a knock early, or like today when Amari Morgan Smith yesterday just felt a little bit in his thigh, and so you can't risk it because you don't want him out for ages. So we didn't play him, and to be fair, it didn't stop us scoring goals.
So Zach Kibitzer played a game for Evesham this morning. What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, well, Zach, people like Zach, Jack Demon, even Jordan Winter, they need games. They can't afford another season where they're not playing regular. So, I spoke to them, and they all need to just get out and play games, and we'll have to see then what comes out of him playing for Evesham. It's local, so he can train with us, but it means that they're not sitting at home on a Saturday watching Jeff Stelling.
So could he go there on loan?
Yeah, he could go there on loan if he wants to, yeah. And the manager wants him. We'll have to wait and see. I think they had a heavy defeat today, didn't they? But he's a good player, Zach, and he's young enough to improve. But they need games. That's what they need, experience.
With a month gone and now 2 weeks left, are you happy with the way that pre-season's gone, in the fact that your only nitpick today is not killing off a team from a league above?
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a hell of a nitpick, isn't it? We've won the game 2-1, supporters have gone home happy. They've seen their team play football, they've seen that they can play football, and they've seen that the energy they've put in. So we've got to go home very positive in the knowledge that our team looks like is going to compete.
Yeah, Billy Waters has given you a bit of a problem today in terms of coming in and sort of taking Amari's shirt, as it were.
Now listen, no problem to me. What happens, if people get small injuries and then the team comes in and does well, then they might not get back in. So that's why they've all got to look after themselves. They've all got to make sacrifices if we're going to do something. And they've all got to look after themselves. Otherwise, if they're not in the team, they could find themselves out of the team for quite a long time.
You obviously earmarked Billy quite early from the times you've seen him. Are you surprised that nobody in the Football League took him, given what he's shown in his performances for Cheltenham so far?
Yeah, I think so. I think towards the end of the season, Crewe, for whatever reason, didn't play him enough, and so not enough people saw him. But we'd already made a judgment, myself and my brother, and we thought if he became available, and we were surprised that he did. My son's wife's family are all Crewe supporters, and they couldn't believe that they were letting him go. So, I had 10 texts very quickly about him, that you must get this little one. And you know me, I don't mind a little one. As you can see out there, but he scored, like the under 14 team.
He scored a proper striker's poacher's goal, getting in where the boots and the heads are flying.
I listen, we're going to have some fun with him, aren't we, this season? He's going to give you everything, and he's got a bit of ability.
Yeah, Amari going to be in back for Wednesday, do you think?
I think he'd be fit for Wednesday, yeah. We'll have to wait and see. We think he will. We'll just wait and see. But, at the moment, he's still getting treatment.
And finally, with James and Danny, do you think the situation, the decision will be made on Monday after you speak with the board, and you'd hopefully have...
Yeah, I think so, because we're getting too nearly, a lot of it depends on people going out. We've tried to help people going out, and we've tried to find them places, and sometimes they come back and they go, no, I don't want to go there because I'm waiting for Liverpool or Man United to come in with me. So they could be waiting a long time. It's the timing of everything. It will be a shame to lose people that are definitely good enough for our squad, for people that aren't, that haven't moved out yet. Do you know what I mean? So I know it sounds harsh, but listen, life's harsh.
Yeah. And with those two and maybe the lone